720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Dane Neal here with you, and excited to have on the line with us one of Chicago's very own, a Rib King, restaurateur, best-selling author, barbecue Hall of Famer, entrepreneurial, inspirational American patriot, the one and only famous Dave Anderson. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. I am so excited to be on WGN and again with my hometown crowd, sweet home Chicago fans.
They're excited to hear you. This is a great day. Thanksgiving is one of the days that is centric around food and fun and family. So many times, obviously, and for good reason, you're associated with barbecue, but I know you make a mean campfire pizza. You love all kinds of food. You travel the country highlighting it as well. But when it comes to Thanksgiving for the Anderson family, what are some traditions that you guys have? Are there any special dishes or turkey related things you guys do today?
Thanksgiving is really a special time where the family gets together. It's about being grateful. It's about giving thanks. We're a very God-fearing family. And I tell you what, Dane, especially in these COVID times when there's a lot of uncertainty, if there's ever a time that take pause and stop and give thanks, because, despite all that we're dealing with, we're still here and we still have a lot to be thankful for. So I think for the Anderson family, we've always been really grateful for all this great country has provided us. I know that we all have our ups and downs, but that's life. And at the end of the day, you got to give thanks. You always got to give thanks. And so for us, this is a great time to spend with family. It's a time where you go all out and you have a really great, tasty Thanksgiving dinner. And hopefully we'll get to share a few thoughts in the next few minutes on what makes our Thanksgiving dinner so special. And yep. I might even share a few secrets on how to properly carve a turkey.
Ooh, everybody get your notepads out. And so Dave is going to share that with us in just a minute. Big family, great family that you guys have in the Andersons. This year, obviously 2020 is a little bit different. A lot of families, because of either where the kids are, or where they live, they're having to stay apart. You guys are really close. Are you guys all together today as a family, or are there some family members that are going to be celebrating in another place today?
Well, we're pretty much all over the board on both sides of our family. I think my family are Native American, and sometimes there's often question why you guys celebrating Thanksgiving, but my wife is a Norwegian from Edgerton, Wisconsin, and so on her side of the family, there's a lot of folks in the southern part of the Wisconsin area, and then I got family around, but we do have a couple folks this year who are in different parts of the country that we just thought it would be better that maybe this one year that the travel is going to put a damper on their plans and joining us, which is very understandable. But I think for the rest of us, most of us have really been very careful in quarantining ourselves, and so we're going to do all of the precautions with everybody that wanted to come knew that the days coming up that they should be very careful with their own contacts, so that when they come here, they're pretty much, we're in a safe zone.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to be wearing masks, in coming, and I think we're doing everything that we can. We're going to stay apart as much as possible, and we're going to have a really safe Thanksgiving.
That's the way you got to do it. A lot of people are doing that these days, and of course, they take comfort in the fact that everybody is kind of in that same boat. Now, here's the thing, Dave, and you mentioned it before, the turkey, even though it's been around the entire history of our country, it's got this iconic place in our history, Thanksgiving. You mentioned the Native American side. I thought that was great. But still, for so many people, the turkey's kind of a big ball of mystery, right? It's whether it's how to cook it, how to prepare it, how to enjoy it best, and then when it comes to cutting it. So we've got all our listeners here at WGN have their notepads out, and they're ready to take some notes. Let's talk about the best way to go ahead and cut that thing.
Well, first of all, we always have two turkeys. We have one roasted in the oven, that like most folks do. But, you know, being America's rib king, I've got to smoke one, which is what we're featuring at Famous Dave's. All of you, if you want to really have a treat, go out and get your smoked turkey. But, you know, probably one of the biggest questions I always get is, how do you tie that sucker? I think for a lot of people, and you see it done all the time, they start off at the top and they'll start slicing down. And in reality, what you're doing is you're actually slicing with the grain. And you know all meat should be sliced against the grain. So here's how you properly carve a turkey. First of all, you take the leg and you just kind of gently push it out from the bird, and as you push it out, the skin will kind of stretch a little bit, and that's where you take a sharp knife, and you'll just kind of go down the center, and you'll go right to the skin very easily. But then, as you pull the leg out, you'll kind of feel the joint, and the joint will separate. And you just take your knife and you go right through the middle of that joint and pull the leg section apart and just kind of put that to the side for a moment. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take the side of that turkey, and starting right from the top, and sometimes people call that the breastbone. It's not. It's actually called a keel. So right along that center cartilage type of bone thing, you take your knife and you start slicing down. And on the back end, you'll kind of go around the wishbone. And then you'll take that entire piece of turkey meat off of the bone. And you'll have a real nice whole lobe. Now, you put that on the cutting board with the skin on it, and you start slicing it from the end to end. And that way, you're slicing against the grain, and you'll end up with some really beautiful slices of turkey. That's the professional way. Now, going back to the leg, you want to take the thigh section off. And as you take the thigh section off from the leg piece, you'll notice that there's one bone there. And you just take a sharp knife and just kind of slice right along that bone and pull that bone out. And then take the thigh meat with the skin and just roll it up. And then you can slice that really easily. So you have dark meat with the skin, and you can place that next to your white sliced meat. And then you want to do the same thing with the paddle, the wing. Pull that. You can pretty much pull that off the carcass a bit, and then you could probably slice it more if you want to do that. But I would take the drummy type, the paddle, and then the tip. You want to take the tip off because you can't eat it, and all of the stuff that you're taking off. Always keep that because that makes for a good turkey stock. And so really what I just shared with you is a really simple way how to properly carve a Thanksgiving turkey where it doesn't fall apart on you and you get really nice slices of both white meat and dark meat.
Oh, that's awesome, Dave. I know a lot of people are taking notes. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. And we always talk about Thanksgiving isn't just today on Thursday. It really does last the whole week. We're going to make a couple turkeys. Now, ours, we've got ours right now. It's in the barrel. It's like in one of those pit barrel cookers cooking away right now. You mentioned you're going to smoke yours. Now, you're, of course, famous and known for your affinity for the aquarium smokers. Is that where yours is going to be, or how are you cooking yours?
That's interesting you brought that up because, yes, I am probably one of the few people anywhere that actually has a true Chicagoland style aquarium smokers that you would see in some of the storefront barbecue joints in Chicago, like Lem's. Honey One. Some of these places still have those great old-fashioned, you know, those smokers go all the way back to the 1950s, and the reason why they call them aquarium smokers is because, you know, they're about 6 feet tall, but there's about 3 feet of glass all the way around where the pitmaster can actually watch the meats being smoked. Now, one of the differences that makes the meat smoked in these aquarium smokers so tasty is that they're smoked over a live fire. But, you know, we typically at Famous Dave's, we have a real smoked. And so that's where when we're providing our smoked turkeys for fans, that's how we do it. Real smoke, real flavor, great tasting turkey. Now, you in the beginning, you kind of asked me about the sides that the Anderson family does.
Yeah.
You know, one of the favorite things, you know, for us being from the Native American side is we always have wild rice. And I don't think there's anything more suitable than wild rice and turkey, really. I mean, that really goes back. But here's how to make really great tasting wild rice. We like to take a turkey stock, and we will take and boil or simmer the rice in turkey stock. And then the other thing that I do is I'll add a slice of smoky bacon. So one slice of smoky bacon, wild rice. That's one other tip. We first start to simmer the wild rice. You will take and bring it up to a quick boil, and you will notice the water get really dark. Just take and discard that water, and that also kind of gives you a cleaner tasting wild rice. But then once you do that, then add turkey stock and finish simmering your rice in turkey stock till it almost explodes, but it opens up and gets really fluffy. And then with that smoky bacon in there, I'm telling you what, that is one of the best tasting side dishes for a turkey. And then, you know, being from, my mom is from the Lac-Courtier Reservation up in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that entire area is known for cranberries. And my wife, Kathy, who's from Wisconsin too, always had a great recipe for a cranberry. It's almost like a salsa, more than it is cranberry jelly. What we do is we take fresh cranberries, a whole orange, just wash the outside of the orange. It's a whole orange. And then with a, you know, about a pound of cranberries, a whole orange and a cup of sugar. And then just take and grind that up in a blender, food processor. And I'm telling you what, that is tasty. It's fresh. And it's a lot more flavorful than the stuff that's just like cranberry jelly you get out of a can.
Oh, David, so good. So many great things. So many great and like authentic favorites for Team Anderson as well. I wanted to ask you too, is, you know, for the course of this summer and the pandemic and everything that's going on, people are finding themselves trying to quarantine in different places. I cannot imagine a better place to quarantine than right there on Big Round Lake in Hayward with an aquarium smoker, like right up there. Did you guys get a chance? Was that one of the things? Is I know that you've got that wonderful, awesome little slice of heaven there. Did you spend a lot of that quarantine type time right there in your own spot?
Yeah, you know, I'm 67 years old these days, and you know, you just never know. So you know, outside of you know, getting around to our Famous Dave restaurants, I've pretty much been up in Hayward, Wisconsin, just sitting on the lake there, quarantined. Me and God's country. It's so beautiful up there. I always tell people I live up in the North Woods, God's country, where a phone call to God is just a local call.
Oh, and Dave, I got to tell, and for the listeners that have never been there, it is an awesome place. And so you are in a great place to be, regardless of whether there's a pandemic or just a normal time. It's awesome. But also, one of the things you're known and famous for that we want to definitely share is you travel the country. You're always moving. You never stop. And as we get towards 2021 and hopefully a little bit more normalcy in so many different ways, is there anything kind of cool that you've got on the horizon and in the works, you never stop, that maybe people can kind of look forward to coming up next year or in the holidays?
Well, you know, I think for all of us as restaurant owners, we are really getting whacked.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so grateful for WGN and you, Dane, and giving me a call because, you know, this way I'm able to share that, you know, if there was ever a time that your listening audience gets out and supports us in the restaurant business, we really need your help. I know at Famous Dave's, you know, we've had to close all of our dining rooms, the land area. But we, you know, the one thing about Famous Dave's barbecue is our food travels well. Mm-hmm. You know, our ribs, our honey buttered cornbread, the tasty barbecue baked beans, you know, the coleslaw, the creamy coleslaw, all of this is great tasting food that travels really well. And then we have been able to really survive because of our takeout and curbside delivery. So, you know, I want to thank everybody for coming out, but also I want to encourage everybody, you know, not only support Famous Dave's, but also other restaurants. I know I have a lot of good friends in the area that own restaurants in the Chicagoland area. We need your help. We really need your help. You know, it's always tough to be in the restaurant business, even at 100%.
Yep.
But then, you know, then they closed it down to 50% and they closed it down to 25%. And now that we're totally closed, it is crushing us in the restaurant business. But, you know, you gotta remain hopeful. And this has given rise to us trying to figure out. You know, the one thing about adversity, you can either be a victim of it or you can use adversity to build, to become the architects of your destiny going forward. So at Famous Dave's, we have really hunkered down to try and figure out what can we do different. And we've actually opened up a couple of what we call ghost kitchens, where we're able to get a little bit more in the neighborhood without having a big footprint, without you know, having a lot of the cost of having a big wide open restaurant, but we're able to offer the same great Famous Dave's food utilizing what's being called as ghost kitchens.
See, that's one of the things that people are doing. It has been so hard on the restaurant business. And Dave, obviously as an advocate on the barbecue side and for Famous Dave, but really as someone who has, I think, the well-being and benefit of the entire restaurant community, all of those people kind of at heart, right? You support all of them. I got to tell you too, is from a, just a Famous Dave's perspective, what you guys are doing on the pickup thing, we've done it a couple times. I don't know if it's like 5 pounds of rib tips and fries and all that kind of stuff for a pickup. It's a great value. And we, you know, have and eat it for a couple days. And so that's one thing that you guys are offering. It's great to hear about those mobile kind of ghost kitchens as well. And plus, of course, the tips and everything that's going on. We'll let you get back to your, to back to the family and to all of the things that you guys are doing there in Hayward and Minnesota and all the different places where you are. And especially today on Thanksgiving. Thanks, Dave, for sharing your Thanksgiving. And thanks for being part of ours here on WGN.
Hey, Dang, thank you for WGN. You guys are the best radio stations in all of Chicagoland. And to all your listening audience, I just wish you guys the best Thanksgiving. Please enjoy your family. Please be safe. God bless America. We live truly in a great, great, great country where we can get together, celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm just happy to be alive. I'm happy to be in this great country. And gobble, gobble, gobble. You guys have the best Thanksgiving ever. Take care. Love you all.